to the party.
Yeah.
Turn that off.
No. Yo. What it is and what it does.
I'm off the Molly Zanzaline.
That's a bad word. So, guys, this is so long overdue. So sorry for the wait. The wait is over.
But we're here now.
We are here now. This is Laying It on the Line.
Laying It on the Line.
With Melissa.
Dimples.
Mella.
Period.
And, it's on and popping at this point. Because this is supposed to be something that we were supposed to been do and drop out and, you know.
You know, we talk amongst each other. We ain't really bring it to the light, but we here now.
Yeah. So.
Y'all gonna take these shots?
Oh, yeah.
We gotta take these shots.
I think I poured more than.
Okay, come on, that's big girl. That's
my troubles.
Because mama ain't raised up. Okay. Okay, Melissa. Ooh. Shots was too big. Oh, Mella.
I hate it.
Baby. Baby. You know, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Let's get this thing spotted.
All right, y'all. So,
I need water.
We ain't got nothing to talk about today. We just gonna lay it out on the line as it comes. You know, you can never be too prepared. So here we are. We gonna give it to you raw,
uncut,
and lit.
And this is on a professional level.
Always. All right, so.
What's up with you?
I'm like, dang, anybody gonna, you know, say something? But
so how you guys' days was?
I started drinking since I was I got so sober when I had to read because I had lunch with my cousin today, and we was just talking about family shit and stuff. On a real note. When you do have a big family and everybody is full with talent, it's like not everybody know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody knows what the hell to do.
You could also get misguided, honestly, because it's like you could feel like you want to do one thing, but because everybody is doing something else, you feel like what you want to do is probably not even good enough. But
I used to think like that, but now I feel like, kid, you got to think big. Like,
you do.
Yeah, you know what you know.
I was thinking, there's too many businesses that the same. You know how many tow trucks the same? They all make money. Shit.
That's true.
So it's like, if you do get misguided, just think of, like, it does not matter if it's the same business. It's what your business could bring.
I'm saying. What makes you different from
everybody else?
It's, you know what? To be honest, I feel like it's all about marketing.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like everybody doing the same thing, but hey. All of our hair could be the same. We could all have the same vendor.
Everybody paying different prices, though.
Right. And that's fine because we don't know who hair is like what, who nails is like what. All we know is, hey, this color look good. I'm going to go here. Her logo fire. I heard about her. And most of the time, it's all word of mouth.
When it comes to this weed shit, everybody buy it. Okay. It's people that's clueless about hair. They don't know shit.
Girl, that's me right now. All I know is
my shit better not be shredding to the ground. Oh, God.
And these people, they be selling hair and they know they hair shred.
And guess what? Because people are going to buy it. People going to buy it. Because don't get me wrong.
You know what happened to me?
Let me tell you something about it. They feel like they are part of the trend because they're not going to the hair store. Your hair's still trash, boo. Your hair's still trash.
The same way we be talking about the hair store.
I see some people that brought, they be, I'm like, where you got your money from? They be like, the hair beauty supply store.
No, but the beauty supply store coming up.
Actually be, don't sleep on the beauty supply store.
Especially the beauty supply store. I ain't trying to give any promotions
right now.
But the beauty supply, we've been ganging up on since forever.
Been ganging up. Shout out to them.
Shout out to 1837, bro.
Hold on. Hey, you know why? Because ain't nobody put me on. Y'all like that?
Come on.
Y'all like that?
You never bought no hair from them?
183rd and 7th?
Yeah, the little plaza where we...
Oh, by the Checkers.
They always look at us, kid. What?
All right, okay.
Kid, you gotta do is wink at the cashier.
That's no.
Straight discounts, my
no,
kid.
That's not how it works.
Straight discounts. It works.
All I gotta say is Jamela. That's their country name. Hey, they like that name.
Man, ask for Muhammad. It's always a Muhammad. Oh my God. Oh, that sounds bad. But yo, his name is Muhammad. Yo. It's no racist stuff, G.
Something been bothering me all fucking week. Oh, God. Bruh.
Put it on the table.
Lay it on the line.
All right,
go ahead.
But I feel like niggas don't be knowing what the fuck they be saying, like, when they say it.
Okay, like, you have to elaborate. I need more
details.
I'm going to elaborate.
Give me your motherfucking second.
I'm just saying, because I'm like, I don't get it to you. Like, before I jump into that, let me know, because I could relate.
I feel like everybody doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But if you're going to give a shout out, give the motherfucking shout out.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Facts.
Ain't no shade with the shout out. Like, first of all, if you're going to give the shout out with the name.
Be genuine.
Be genuine about it. Don't be like, I think.
Either you know or you don't know. Because saying you think, like, you could be absolutely wrong. So don't speak at all. Yeah, don't tell me what you think. Speak on what you
know. Ain't nobody riding waves around here, bro.
No.
Everybody trying to eat, kid.
Let everybody eat, bro. That's all.
You know what Wale said? What good is a title when Shawty bend a wave?
Kid.
Come on, man.
Amen, sister. Let's drop a bomb threat for that. Boom! Nobody faking it till you make it over here, bro.
And I think
that's a future verse.
I feel like if you're gonna try to fake it till you make it, bitch, you ain't trying to make it no fucking where. Like,
right, because you gotta be real. You gotta be real at all times.
Be real, bro. And I don't like that. I feel like we all came from the same hood and you joking. Like, and then we inspired you at this point. Oh, that's wow. How I feel. I feel like we inspired niggas at this point because, you know. Even if we've been sitting on, if anything, we've been sitting on this for 3 motherfucking years.
You know what? We've just been taking it to live, honestly.
We have been. And you know what?
For the free.
Let
me speak my truth and make my money. Let me speak. Can I get an amen?
Amen. No, that's what's going to be happening.
A boom. No, but the shot getting to me, though. But other than that. We wanted to talk about something that,
A couple things
we wanted to talk about. Let's talk about some serious shit for real.
Okay.
The question that you said you wanted to bring up, what was it? What was the question you said you had? Cause, mm-hmm. I mean, we are bringing, this is our first podcast, so let's give ourselves a round of applause. Yes. Because it took a long ass motherfucking time.
It took a while, but
especially today, it was raining. I don't understand what was going on with that.
Girl, when it rained, I heard God be crying.
It's
a miracle about to happen.
They said God be crying.
Come on, girl.
God be crying.
You need to stop. Stop it.
No.
Oh, get out.
Get out of here.
And you know what? Hey, we poured up. You know, we poured up. I even brought hookah shit, to be honest with you.
You know what?
You didn't even put the hookah?
Yeah, that was supposed to spark up.
We're not about to spark up.
But go ahead, Jesse.
Spark
up.
You smoke weed?
No.
Oh my God.
That's for the sinners. No, I didn't mean that. I be blazing.
Low key.
You know what? They should have seen your face.
They should have seen your face. Because ain't no way. Oh, BTW, we will be recording on our YouTube channel. It'll be coming up soon. Don't worry. This episode we didn't record because
it's not too far away, but we here.
We here. Go ahead, Jess.
What I do want to talk about real quick is why niggas cheat, right? Instead of just leaving. I understand, you know, I feel like this is a topic that I feel like
what time it is.
Let me get there.
Go get there.
So I feel like obviously, this is a topic that's always talked about. I feel like we talked about it once, but, you know, we be all over the place. Yeah. And we be flip-flop. Because, you know, I have 2 questions. Why niggas cheat and don't just leave? That's one. And why we always take them back? Because we do. We all fall
victim
to that.
Men think what they dick.
No.
Women, yes, they do.
To me, I'm not taking that because I
you
feel like...
You know what a man told me? I asked him.
Every man is different.
This man say he stopped cheating when his dick go down.
What he mean by dick go down?
His dick don't get on hard.
Let me sit for that.
I said, yo, even when he think his dick ain't gonna go up, there is Viagra. There's shit to make your dick go up.
So, no, when his dick go down, he just like, he's, like he said, basically, when he stopped getting horny, like when he see a bitch and he stopped getting horny, that's when he gonna stop cheating.
You know how long before that's gonna happen?
I'm saying, like,
kid, that's what he told me.
And you know what? To be fair, he a fuck.
No, that's a fuck nigga.
But like, okay,
no, but after you were like, talking to him. Were you talking?
No,
to him?
that was my dog, Mr. T.
Oh, we saying name dropping. Oh, you name dropping.
That's Mr. T from the corner.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Mr. T.
You know Mr. T.
Wiggy Mr. T. Y'all be on my Instagram. Y'all see.
Y'all know who the fuck is Mr. T.
Okay, but, so I'm going to say one thing about that, how I feel. It probably never went up. But you know when you get that feeling, you get that urge. You like, want to cheat.
I feel like niggas cheat because they just want to do it.
Okay, so fine. That's cool. They cheat because they want to do it. We going to keep it real, raw, and uncut while we take them back.
Because girls don't. It depends. No, it's emotions. Nah. It depends, bro. You know what? You cheat on you, okay. But you take him back.
If my nigga cheat on me.
Honest opinion.
I'm going to take him back. Okay. I'm sorry.
Because I've been taking niggas back. I've been taking niggas back.
That's okay, friend. That's okay.
But at the end of the day.
But real shit, if
it's I, just listen, like.
But I'm going to speak for me right now because I feel like I'm at a different point in my life right now. And, excuse me.
Are you in a relationship? You saying you're at a different
point? No. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
But I'm saying from me being single and just dealing with people, I feel like I don't have time to give my energy to that, to be trying to take somebody back. But I feel like I guess I gotta be in that situation. But I feel like, which is understandable. I've been single for so long that I feel like you only get one chance now because everybody mm-hmm. know what they want. We all getting older.
Okay.
You only got one time to mess up. Mm-hmm. And right now I don't have time to play. Because I'm trying to either get to my goals. It's either you coming with or you staying back.
But believe it or not, niggas know what they want.
They know, but guess niggas what? And guess what we do want. When we take them back? We let them know that, okay, I cheat on her, but she gonna take me back. I'm gonna buy her another bag. I'm gonna buy her another pair of shoes. She gonna come back.
Listen, some females are lucky. Some females can get the nigga that fuck up and he can change. Some girls get the nigga that fuck up and then it's just like, they still going through that hole, that dark hole that keeps sinking.
But guess what?
But it I feel like you have to.
Yeah, it does. It's
and all, I don't believe in that. Oh, love yourself first. You can love your kid when it comes to that love. I hate when people be like, oh, because you don't love yourself.
Yeah,
that's not it.
I don't believe that.
You can love yourself. It's feelings. When you at the end of the day, niggas play and they let you know. At the end of the day, they play games with you. Oh, I love you. They're not telling you something where you feel like, oh, you just. I'd rather a nigga tell me, kid, I don't want to be in this, and I'm the chasing him. Then a nigga sitting here telling me, oh, baby, I do care for you, nigga. So if a nigga telling you something, you listening, and you like, okay, maybe he can change.
That's
and
fine.
And you sitting here crying on the
but you know what?
Line,
I, you know what? A couple minutes, I think like a minute ago, I said, I agree with that, the whole love yourself. You don't believe in the whole love yourself first. Because you can love yourself first or whatever and still be in love. Teacher's own. For me, I feel like I finally understand that saying of the whole love yourself first, because it's more like if you love yourself enough, not saying that you don't love yourself when you do take the person back, it's just a thing of you know what you're going to tolerate and you know what you're not going to tolerate. But every time that you take somebody back, all they're going to do is just be like, I'm going to go bigger and harder. So the first time they're going to get you some shoes, right? Cool.
Listen.
Wait. First time they gonna get you some shoes.
Bitch, then, what?
Wait.
This whole man fucked that designer shit. Did you hear that?
Get the bag, sis.
Get the bag. The bag is already in. The bag said fuck that, but designer shit.
It's like, fuck it.
Because, like, right now, what I'm on, a nigga can't see you and be like, baby, I bought you a bag. I've been past that stage. That's what I'm saying.
But this is what I'm telling you. You got it. This is what I'm telling you. First is the shoes. He gonna buy you some shoes. He's gonna be like, damn, he bought me some shoes, right? He gonna cheat again. Damn, now I gotta get her a bag. get you a bag. Next, she gonna cheat again. Damn, if she ain't got a car, I gotta get her a car. She got a car, I'm gonna pay her car note. I'm gonna pay it off.
But listen, but that's where it's fucked up, because it's like, you're but only girl, taking him back because of material shit. You're not taking him back because...
But some people don't see it like that.
But that's some people, what I'm trying to say right now is
but that's what I'm not speaking just for y'all. I'm just some people, I'm just some people do that. Like, that's how they
some
are.
Some people do, but if they doing that, then they don't really give... They just want the
material
look.
Shit. Yeah.
They want the look. Because yeah. I ain't taking a nigga back. That means... Let me tell you something. A nigga cheat on me, I'm taking a nigga back because I want to take him back. And I want to probably be stupid. But I'm not going to take a nigga back because he be like, hey, baby, here's some Balenciagas. Hey, baby, here's a Givenchy.
Yeah.
Nigga, you should be been doing that. So when you give me that shit, it's going to be like, nigga, I don't want that. So it's like, come correct or don't come at all. But at the end of the day, like I said, niggas cheat because they just cheat. A nigga could have a good bitch. She could work. She could do whatever. She could hold him down for whatever, and he going to still slip. Until you hoes that want to be city girls, stop it. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, but you still didn't answer the last question.
What's the last
question? Okay, so you feel like we take the... women take men back that cheat like just because they want to.
I feel like we take them... I don't think because you want to, because it's how you feel. If you feel like a nigga could change... It's all on your feeling. So if I take a nigga back, I'm going to feel like I'll take a nigga back because, damn, I fucking love this nigga.
You hear this?
No, but that's at the end of the day, that's real, because most bitches...
That was me, because I was stuck on stupid.
It's stuck on stupid.
I was stuck on stupid for a while.
Let me tell you, if you're not stuck on stupid, you ain't taking no nigga back.
It ain't even about me.
Listen, if you're not stuck on stupid, you ain't taking no nigga back. It's some bitches out here. I mean, if you know your... And it still got to go through with it, if you know your worth. If you feel like...
Then that goes back to feelings.
Exactly.
Then.
No, but that's the thing.
And not only... But that goes back to you caring about...
I'm not going to say... It's some bitches out here. They don't give a fuck if they love you or not. They're going to still go fucking up.
You see what she said? It goes back to you knowing your worth. That goes back to the whole love yourself thing.
Right. So you do believe in... You do believe in loving yourself then, if that's the case.
You believe in it.
No, I believe in it, but I don't believe somebody saying, oh, you with someone because you don't love yourself. That's the difference. Because I can love myself and I can know my worth, but I can be with you. I could just be with this nigga because I probably feel like he can change. It's all about what you...
And
like.
Guess what? If I feel like if you really knew your worth, you would be like, I know better, and I know that I can get
shit,
better.
Y'all
guess
know
what?
About Delicious, so I know my worth.
Oh my God, that's not what I was saying. Oh God, get me out of here.
The dumb sounded like a stripper. What's wrong with you?
God himself, you can get me right now.
But.
Because I'm ready to get the fuck with ASAP. Question, I want to answer this question first. So the question, if I want to cry in a Nissan or cry in a what?
Rolls Royce. But you know I said Rolls Royce.
No. I know that's what they say, but I don't know if you said Nissan or Lexus. I don't
know. Bitch, let me tell you something. It's niggas out here that be checking on your ass and bitches be knocking on their mama door. No, I don't want to knock on my mama door. I'd rather have the keys to my fucking house and I have a car outside. I have a business. Let me tell you something. I don't want that shit. If it takes... You gotta have money to cheat.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I'ma speak.
You gotta have money to cheat. You can't be a broke nigga cheating.
You cannot be a broke nigga cheating.
You cannot be a broke nigga cheating.
Yes. Listen. Unless you have good dick.
Okay.
That's the only way that works.
That's tragic.
It is tragic. Okay. But that's the only way that works.
But listen, you can't be a broke nigga cheating and then when you done cheat, you want to come back to the crib and get your dime back.
You know what mom used to tell me? If a nigga can't buy you a 50 cent soda, he ain't it. She went down to buy a person a 50 cent.
First of all, soda ain't even 50 cent. What you drinking soda?
That was back in the day, though. That was back in the day.
First of all, elementary?
No, like when
number
I was
one.
In high school. That was
number
soda
one.
Soda was 50 cent in high school?
You know?
Because ship stopped being 25 cents in middle
Jessica.
School. My name is Dimple, sis.
Oh, what?
Dimples?
Please.
Please.
Boom. Carisha, please.
No. Carisha, please.
Yo. For real, though. We gotta go to a commercial break. We'll be bye.
And we are back. So sorry you waited so long, but we're back. And because we was talking about niggas cheating, why we never talk about doms that be cheating and doms that be fucking up? Speaking of which,
Snoop Dogg. Ain't you was telling me something about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, so Snoop Dogg said he never heard a female say I had a good man, but I fucked up. Y'all never do nothing wrong? That's the question. Do we ever do something wrong? Have you ever been in a situation where you fucked up?
To me, I feel like it's not even to be like, oh yeah, I fucked up. No, I feel like it's not even a situation to be like, I fucked up, because to them, it could be, she ain't doing this and she ain't doing that, but it's like, that don't mean I messed up. I'm just not doing certain things. But you gonna look at it how you wanna look at it. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like where he was coming from, he basically was saying like, we always saying niggas ain't shit. They ain't bringing this to the table. They ain't working.
Bitches ain't shit either.
We sneaky. We can cheat better than niggas, believe it or not.
Oh, God.
It depends.
Oh, God.
No. Let me tell you why it depends, because
a bitch can be on the phone and be like, yes. Okay, and that's a nigga.
You brother. Do that because I'm scared.
Bitch, I don't do that. I seen a post. Don't be trying to get me in trouble with my nigga, bitch. Don't do that.
I wasn't even saying that.
No,
I'm saying even in the past, because for me, I know I'm scary.
In my past life.
I'm scary. I can't even run to the backyard. Meet me at the park. talk.
No,
a nigga calling my phone. Let me run to the park real quick.
You know, it's a difference between... You know, you have a gook, and then you have a...
Oh. So why you with a gook?
I'm not with a gook, baby.
Don't not you. I'm speaking.
Don't play about my nigga.
You see her?
She said, why I'm with a gook. Boom. But, stretch that out. But what we gonna get to is it's a gook, and then it's certain niggas you won't try. You will try a gook, straight up.
But I don't think so.
You'll try a gook if he not your nigga. But if that
even
nigga
if
is your
that's
nigga,
what I'm saying. Chill out, bruh. Because
even if he not a gook, you gonna try a nigga if you find something that you wanna poke, nigga.
You gonna know how to do it.
If he ain't a gook, you gonna poke something. Let me tell you why.
Ooh, my thoughts have poked some.
Nigga, there's people... I mean, I think I done fucked up.
I fucked up so bad, I ended up in the hospital.
Bitch. Hold on.
This bitch a stupid bitch.
No, she called 911. Hold on, let me...
I didn't call 911.
You should've.
Can I take a shot? Give me a second.
Take a shot.
Give me a second. Hold on, you end up in where?
She ended up in
Jackson Hospital, bitch.
Actually.
Shout out to Jackson. Shout out to... Boom! Shout out to fucking Jackson. Oh. This bitch was... She thought she was in a coma.
No, bitch, I did not say I was.
Bitch, we pull up this car in the backseat. Her sister just speed up. Boom. Her stepsister speed up on us, bitch. We was like, where's she going? She's like, we're going to meet her hospital. Fast and Furious. So, this whole.
Shout out to Paul Walker.
Bitch. RP, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Why did you mention him?
I missed him.
Listen, a moment of silence.
Okay, real shit.
All right, get back. All right, we gonna get back.
Real
to it.
Shit. I ended up in the. You want to tell the story? Or
yeah, because this
no, let no, let no, let Mel yeah, tell the story. Go ahead, Mel. Go ahead.
Tell the story.
Come on,
man.
Listen. Come on,
real nigga. Shit. Okay. So that's another thing. Like, why niggas feel like they gotta look at your phone, nigga? If you ain't gonna go to somebody,
you end up in a hospital. Where you going?
I'm telling you, I'm.
She in the hospital because of her fucking phone, bitch.
I end up in the hospital.
That's why she
ended
up in the phone.
Hold on, okay.
The bitch was gullible.
Tell me more.
She didn't want. I told this
Listen,
bitch.
Tell me more.
Listen, I end up in the hospital because of my phone. First of all,
radiation.
Even. You know what? I did do radiation. They did do a CAT scan. All that. They did.
This dumb I was had a tumor.
Bitch, I really did. Oh,
she was like,
because I was on
the
ground.
It was not that deep, kid.
I can't breathe. Okay, go ahead.
Do y'all not understand? I was on the ground. If a nigga fucking hit, listen. It's okay that you... Okay, it's not okay. You cannot hit no nigga if you ain't ready for them to hit back.
Period.
I'm sorry.
No,
there be
that's
niggas,
facts.
There be niggas that be acting like they ain't gonna hit you back, but bitch, that one
bitch,
time...
I'm fighting back.
Bitch, I'm always fight back. I'm a fighter.
That's fine. Listen. I feel like as a woman, I'm gonna just speak for this right here. People, a lot of people feel like it's not okay for a man to hit a woman, and I totally agree with that. But I feel like as a woman, don't think that you're just about to run up on a man or hit them in some type of way, and it's like,
but no,
sometimes it's a reaction.
No, it's a reaction.
It's they're not thinking, don't hit this woman back. It's a reaction.
I pulled up with a bat, my nigga.
Dom, call me.
I pulled up with a bat, hood.
Low key, Dom's like that.
I pulled up with a bat. His whip was outside. He pulled up to the whip like he about to,
so,
you know.
So you was like,
Stone Cold Beat.
I pulled up
like
the wrecking ball.
Oh, you making jokes now?
Oh,
that's
shit.
How you feel. All right,
now. All right.
No, but for real, no shit.
Let him on tell.
No, but I did. I pulled up with a bat like I was ready to fucking fight. Like, bitch, why the fuck you going through my phone? Like, you not about to go through my phone and not think. I mean, okay.
Granted.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, let's be real. Like,
first of all, you know, because we gonna lay it on the line.
We are. If you right now wanna go through a bitch phone and you wanna go through a nigga phone, be prepared to what the fuck you about to see.
Yeah.
In some situations, niggas will respect you and a bitch will respect you and they'll be straight and forward with you and they'll be like, yo, I'm not doing none of that. And you ain't gonna find nothing on their phone. But even if you ain't trying to find nothing on their phone, what if, scratch that, if a nigga ain't really doing nothing, but you gonna sit and tell me you never been so curious, even if a nigga
I'm
ain't doing
curious.
Nothing?
I'm curious now.
Yeah, I'm
a curious-ass, so, George-ass bitch.
So, oh, because it's like 6 a.m., why she texting you? Business,
it's
huh?
Not even she. Like, it don't matter. She. Why your phone going off at 6 in the morning?
It happens. My phone ring at 6.
And niggas be so sneaky. Like,
they go in the bathroom.
Niggas be sneaky. Bitches be sneaky. Listen, I found myself.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, let's go back to the hospital story. I'm trying
no,
to hear
hospital
this.
Story. Okay.
I'm trying to hear this.
Here is the gag, bitch.
The gag is.
I was at work, and this nigga told me a whole story, ho, and I felt so bad.
She told me. Wait. He told you a story about what was in your phone?
No.
All right. I need one person to tell the story. I need the owner of the story to tell the story.
This is only one side of the story, but you know, niggas gonna tell their story how they want to say it, because you know, they rude niggas.
Everybody gonna tell their story how they want to tell it.
But this nigga pulled up, he was like, yo, I'm in some shit. Let me see your phone.
Yo,
mind you, he pulled up to my job. He pulled up to my job.
So you think a big emergency?
Big emergency, hood, and I'm the down ass bitch. I'm ready, fool. You feel me? I'm a down ass bitch. I'm gonna ride or die. I'm about to give you this phone and you about to make this phone call. I got you, my nigga. Like, I got you. That whole time, this nigga going through my phone, huh?
The nigga ain't going through my phone. He sped off.
That's before that. Listen. So he pulls up to the job, pulls up with his homeboy, and he's like, yo, let me see your phone. Da, 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 because, these niggas after, like, he said some shit about somebody after him or something. I need to call this nigga in my phone. Like, I left my phone.
Bold.
Listen, I left my phone. I left my phone on the scene. I need to use your phone. This nigga ain't got no phone, and I know you was nearby, so let me use your phone. I get this nigga my phone, unlock it. Babe, here you fucking go. Like, I gave him my phone.
Freely.
I gave him my phone. He step outside. He's like, babe, I'm about to step outside. I said, okay, go step outside. I'm at work. I'm doing my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This your money,
he
money.
Step outside.
This dumb call me Jimmy.
Listen. He steps outside and I'm like, okay. He stepped outside. Cool. I'm not even thinking about my phone because
he ain't got an emergency.
He ain't looking through nothing, man. You ain't that nosy.
But turns out motherfucker is nosy. So
he
goes through the phone.
Your ass. Listen, he sure did. He got me so good. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never had a nigga give me that good in my fucking life. Okay? And I've had gooks.
Gooks.
Okay?
Double G's.
I don't know how I want to do this.
Just do it.
So he steps outside, use the phone, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm inside taking all types of phone calls from residents. I'm taking all calls from, you know, important shit.
Yeah.
He comes back in. He comes back, he goes, babe, I have to go. He said, he comes back in my office. He comes back. He's like, babe, I got to go to what you call it to see if he could give me the number because I don't got the number on me. He goes back through the back door. I'm like, he's about to come back with my phone.
Yeah.
Bitch, the nigga sped off of my phone.
So, God told me like, yo, Mella.
So, this nigga just. Here's the gag. I have my watch.
Yeah.
So this nigga I used to fuck with text me out of nowhere.
It be like that. It be like that.
Out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck? So I see the thing pop up on my watch. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga about to see that text.
Yeah.
But mind you, I don't fuck with this nigga no more. So how the fuck he just texted me up. He said, good morning, babe. That's what he texted me.
Ooh, he
so
dirty
now,
for that.
Buddy that got my phone in his hand. Talking about, yo, what the fuck? Pulls up to my crib, grabs all my fucking electronic devices, my nigga. He used my family member to get into my crib. Gets my family member to get in the crib to get all my fucking devices. Clears with it. Put my laptop. Yo, shit was a fucking movie. After I see,
that
peep,
was just an
I peep what's going on, right? I peep what's going on.
She did not peep. No, you know what? To be fair, all she had was her baby watch.
The baby watch.
Don't call me Mella. Kid, this nigga that I'm like, Melissa, this nigga not gonna just take your phone, kid. Something was talked about, you know. A nigga not gonna just come to your job.
No, but
I know, because a nigga not just gonna come to your job.
No, but Melissa, how I told you, you understood. You was like,
yeah, I understood, because I'm like, oh shit. But then I'm like, kid, Melissa was like, no, I can't.
So he took your phone.
Before he went to my crib, he went to go pick up a family member. Went back to my house, picked up all my devices in the crib, and I'm like, okay, so here I am tracking my shit on the desktop at my job. Where's my iPhone?
Shout out to iTrop for that.
Shout out to Apple, man.
Let's drop a Q's bomb for Apple.
Boom! Because bitches will be locked.
I'm telling you. So I'm tracking that shit, and I see he all over the place. Like, he went to my family member crib, picked that nigga up, went to my crib, picked up all my shit, and then the shit just blacked out. It went out of nowhere. So I'm like, you know what? This nigga
devices in the forest.
So here I am. I'm crying.
She probably checked her location. It said she was on the water.
Bitch.
Remember that time?
Real tears.
The Relican. Right on the water.
Bitch, in the ocean. Electric. Girl, he talking about he threw my phone out the window because he couldn't read no more.
He threw it in the ocean.
I'm like, what the fuck you was reading? Like, you wasn't reading nothing out of my phone. All you seen was some shit you didn't want to see with your eyes. Okay, make long story short.
First things first. Don't go through nobody's phone if you ain't ready to see nothing.
I'm not saying that
there's going to be something to find, but I just feel like don't go through phones if you ain't going, like,
that's that when you find, when you find what you,
when you find what you looking for, don't be mad because you weren't looking for it.
Now, I went through a nigga phone, I seen what I seen, and the nigga got punched in his sleep.
You know what?
He woke up holding his eye.
Let me be fair.
Holding his eye, but if a nigga go through, with him though. So if a nigga, like, what's the point of going through the phone?
If a nigga go through my phone right now, if a nigga go through my phone right now, you know what he gonna be like? Damn.
You single though, Jess. You can't be.
Right. But there's niggas that feel entitled.
But you guess what? This all comes to the story that we be doing our shit.
No, I'm just saying.
But look,
that's fine. We could be I could do what I want to do. I'm single.
I'm not entitled to nobody. What Snoopy Doggy said was, did you ever fucked up? And at the end of the day, we be fucking up.
Yeah,
that's,
you know
that's
what?
That's it. We be fucking up.
And you know what? That's fair. Because I was in a relationship, right? I fucked up. Cool, right? And I try to make amends. And he took me back. But guess what he did? Walk him like a dog.
No, but let me tell you something. There's some niggas out here.
Shout out to Santana.
There's some niggas out here. They get the get back. They with the get back shit. Like, they with the get back shit.
And just because you messed up, let's make it clear. Just because you messed up don't mean you cheating or, like, you had sex with somebody else. That's not what that means. It just means, like, you know, like, you could have been flirting. And it could have been an innocent type of flirt. Like, nothing that was meant to hurt your relationship or anything like that.
But low-key, we be damaging niggas. I'm sorry.
We do. I fucked
this. I know. So, let's be fair. The first person to damage a nigga is his mama. Don't come to me with your mama drama.
But I don't, you know what, that's another thing, you bringing up the mama drama. Why the fuck does niggas think that bitch is supposed to be acting like they mom?
I'm not your mom, sir.
A closest thing to a nigga wife is his mama, so.
Yeah, but like, nigga.
Yeah, you wanna marry your mom so bad, marry your mom.
I don't think it's like your mom. It's just like, I don't think, okay, the concept, I don't think that it's like more of your mama. It's like, certain niggas, they probably see their mom really hold shit down. Like, for the dad and the family. And it's more like, okay, they want a woman like that. Not close to them, but like that. Like, I want a female that I can come home to, that cook me meals. They mom did all that. It's some moms that on their shit now. So, it's some... It's killing me.
Melissa took that full shot. All right, bro.
I'm sorry.
There's nothing in the cup except juice.
For you.
Shut up. T-Pain. I'm not taking this.
All right, so I'm a piggyback on what Mella was saying. I just feel like, as far as it goes, as far as niggas and their moms, I just feel like, oh, Mella, take your own drink. God, you stopping me.
She's Melissa such a... Poor,
we drank your drink.
You didn't even drink.
Okay, just sip it. It's not a shot.
Yeah, she knows she can't even speak. She was getting ready to open
it's
that
a
drawer.
Shot. It's not a shot, bro. It's a sip. Just
I
sip
feel like
shit.
No, I've been sipping
you're
my butt.
You're such a fucking pussy.
But to be fair, I feel like...
a pussy.
Oh, God. I understand the whole thing of niggas be trying to find, like, you know, females that remind them of their mom because their mom held them down and their mom went the whole nine for their dad. But just because your mom went the whole nine don't mean she was supposed to. Your mom was stupid, boo.
But that's the same thing as women say.
That's stupid.
That's the same thing as females saying, if I don't get a nigga that can treat me like my dad and better, I don't want it.
And guess what? Your dad was stupid, boo. It all goes the same way because it's like, you only see what they want you to see.
But I feel like that's no.
You only see what they want you to see.
Honestly, I feel like when it comes to them two
situations, I feel like it's people that had a family home and that actually is some of us haven't been raised like with I wasn't raised with my mom and my dad together. Probably right when I was 5, 6, and after. But I feel like it's more like that. If you see your mom and your dad together and they're in a relationship, you probably feel like, damn, like, you know, like my dad, my mom holding shit down. I don't think it's necessarily
about.
That's
fine. To you, on the outside looking in, it looked like they was holding it down.
But
you don't
it's
know
really about a nigga comparing his mom.
No, to me, I feel like as to be fair, we don't know what was really going on the inside of their relationship, what they was going through, how they was feeling. We don't know nothing. So I'm not gonna be like, oh, I want a nigga like my daddy. My daddy could have been the worst, but to me, he was the best.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So we have to be fair. Yeah. I want what I want. I want what I feel like is right for me. I want what I feel like this is for me.
Yeah. You
I'm not going to be like, I want a nigga like my dad. I want a nigga like the dad that I know and what he treat me like.
Bitches
but I don't know if he really like my dad.
Bitches be calling
you know?
Niggas daddy now, so I don't want no nigga like my dad.
Let me drink to that. Hold on, wait.
Bitches be like, daddy, bitch.
Let me block you real quick. Hold on.
my zaddy.
Yo, I'm just gonna tell y'all right now, niggas and bitches ain't shit.
Okay.
And
let's get to the
that's Snoop Dogg shit.
Let's get to basically the cap of the.
Let's get to the cap of the week. Cap of the week.
Why do you fucking niggas like to claim bitches or basically say? When your homeboy fucking with a bitch, y'all be like, oh, I used to fuck with her. What's the point? Like, what's the point of that?
Know what it is? My personal opinion. I feel like that he want to brand you. Even if he never hit, even if you never got close to even kissing him, it's just to say, oh, I had her first.
Kid, because I had a couple and of guess niggas what? That lied on me.
He probably wasn't even doing nothing for you. And guess what? That's why I'm with your friend.
Listen,
so,
I have a couple of niggas that lie on me. Listen, if I never fucked you, don't say I fucked you.
So you guys, scrape cap of the week. Why niggas be lying on their dicks? Like, why? What do you guys get out of lying on your dick?
My personal opinion, I feel like it's for clout. Because I feel like to be like, oh yeah, I got that one. I feel like it's all a competition for girls, in my opinion. Oh, you used to talk to her? Like, how the hell you got her? Now they feel like, okay, this nigga I need to talk to because he used to talk to her and she on this status. Meanwhile, they don't know your account and overdrive. You ain't got no car. They don't know.
All I gotta say is don't say you fuck me if you ain't fuck me, period.
That's facts.
I've been feeling like that since middle
don't
school.
Don't say
niggas
you fuck me if you ain't fuck me.
I've been putting fucking mileage on my pussy since middle school, okay?
Listen.
And that is so disrespectful. Niggas ain't never even
kid,
seen
stop
me
stop dreaming
my,
about my poom poom. Okay?
Niggas ain't even ever seen me with my keylock, and they say they fuck me, bro.
By listen, the way, for those of you who aren't Haitian, keylock means
panties.
Pantyhose.
Me can't see it. Do not listen. Say.
Mommy about to eat it.
Exactly. What are we about to eat at? Because I'm hungry right now.
Shout out to Antoine. Let's drop a Q's bomb for Antoine. Boom!
But that nigga be hungry.
Where are we about to eat at?
So, thank you guys for listening in. This is
Laying It on the Line.